The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We are up and running, testing, 1, 2, 3. We got to make sure our sound is at the right level. We don't want any complaints. We get enough complaints about other things. We don't want sound complaints, right?
Do we get what do we get complaints about?
Is that how you're going to talk? Talk.
Well, why don't you turn mine up then?
Because that's why how it got all staticky last time.
Oh, it's my fault?
No, when we turned it up. Well, but it probably somehow is your fault, but it's because we turned it up. And anyhow, this sounds, seems like it's going to sound.
How do you know? You didn't know last time.
Well, I'm looking at the green lines and they seem like they're going to the right distance when they're going across on the stabilizer. Seems stable. I made up that word stabilizer. That's not what that is, but it sounds like a good word that you could use, like a stabilizer. So I just threw it out there.
What did you want to talk to me about today?
A lot of things.
What?
There's a lot of things to talk. I want to talk to you about the fact that I'm out with my friends, or acquaintance, not friends. You know, in Long Island, I did Anthony's podcast yesterday, which we'll discuss. And you send me pictures of a cup left in the sink, or I left a blanket on the couch where I slept because you made me go down there and sleep so you could sit upstairs and watch TV.
No, I was sleeping upstairs, but I was taking a nap and I didn't want to hear you snoring.
So,
moving around.
So as a team player, I moved downstairs to the uncomfortable.
You always sleep downstairs.
No.
You love it.
I don't love it. I don't like sleeping downstairs. I love not sleeping with you. So.
Is that true?
No.
Is that where your comedy truth comes from? Why don't you try some truth today instead of just making some dumb jokes about, I don't like you. Boop, 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 boop,
I do like you. I liked you the other night. You looked so pretty and you were so fun. Where did we go the other night? What did we do? We did our radio show and then went.
But I was so mad at you from the radio show.
No, you weren't.
God. You don't remember me like having to talk with you after about like cutting everyone off.
I didn't cut people off. You brought
bulldozing through.
Because you have all these girls in
there.
No,
that before that, when I was trying to ask questions, you wouldn't let me. So I just shut down. And you never noticed when I shut down. When I shut down, you're like, you were great. You were so funny. What a wonderful podcast. If I don't say anything, that's when it's the best in your mind.
No, I didn't over-talk people. I argued.
You didn't
over-talk
people?
I didn't talk over people. I was arguing with a couple callers that thought they knew what they were fucking talking about. You know, when we brought
I know that part of it. We already discussed this, so I don't feel like going over it again. My point was that you were like, oh, the other night was great.
Yeah, well, so we went to that party. I went to the Stan, had their second anniversary party. A lot of comics. And it's so cool.
That was not the night of our radio show.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. That was the night you did Red Eye. And I went to see went to see your favorite comedian, Janine Garofalo.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Who was hilarious. You would have loved her. I wish you would have watched.
Wait, what night was that?
That was
Monday night?
Yeah, Monday.
I did Red Eye.
Yeah.
And one jackass online, oh, he stunk. I killed on Red Eye. Even Anthony was going, how fucking funny it was. I killed on Red Eye. You always get one person. All he did was plug his movie. I plugged it one time. Are these fucking people that lonely and that have that much hatred in them that they write on these blogs or these message boards or wherever? And
Is that where you went to a blog and read it?
No, a message board, I think. I read it. He stunk on...
Oh my God, I would never do that. See, that's like the thing. I even yesterday, I had to like get the link to the movie and send it to somebody. And I got anxiety even doing that, like having to look at where the movie was. You look at 5 times a day.
Yeah, to see where
we
are.
I would never Google. When people say, like, I Googled you, it literally... It turns me to... It's gross.
We're back in the top 10 in documentaries.
I'm just saying it's a difference between you and I that I don't like looking at things about myself. I've never one time watched a Red Eye that I've been on.
Neither have I. It comes on too late. I hate my laugh. That's why I won't do it.
Won't do your laugh?
No, I won't watch myself.
Oh. Yeah, no, I feel like in every single thing I do, I'm like, like even we did a podcast yesterday, I just kept laughing. Ugh, I was like grossing myself out.
It's, you know, well.
I'm not going to laugh anymore. That's it for me and laughing.
Yeah, laughing.
We are through.
I'm done laughing on radio because my laugh, even when I listen to Opie and, you know, I listen to reruns and I'm going, oh God, it's so fucking horrible.
But why would you listen to a rerun? I got in the car before where you're listening to our show. I'm like, why are you doing this?
Well, I want to see how it sounds, see where we can, where I could fix.
I guess that's like a fix
you know, some of the, you know, the.
It's horrible, though.
I
try not to even look in a mirror, ever.
And then that night I thought this show was a train wreck, but Opie loved it. And, you know, so, I mean.
But Monday night we went to...
I did Red Eye, which was great or fun.
Who was your guests, the other guests on the show?
Greg.
Well, he's not a guest.
Andy.
Andy's not a guest either.
The girl.
She's not a guest either.
Then some guy, the ambassador.
Her name is Joe.
Some guy, the ambassador. He was an ambassador.
He's always on the show.
Who, the ambassador?
Yeah, I can't remember his real name.
But, you know, I'm the only one who's funny.
Well, that's why you're there. They don't put two comedians on the show.
But, you know, I don't think they get me.
Andy Levy's funny.
Yeah, he's very funny.
And Greg Gutfeld's funny.
Yeah, but they don't get me.
What do you mean? They don't?
Well, it's hard. You know, I'm on a show.
I don't think Andy gets me, but I feel like Greg does.
I mean, after a bit that works, I go, or one, you know, I'll go, oh, look at that. 4 out of 4. Or if one doesn't work, hey, look, I'm still 6 out of 10. That doesn't, you know, gets me in the Hall of Fame. Then later on the show, Greg's like, he's the only guy that rates himself, that gives himself statistics.
Well, he has
on the
to
show.
Say stuff.
Yeah.
That's funny. But it's funny. Yeah. I think that's funny he said that.
Yeah, no, it was funny. But I don't have to get my character. Like, you know, I'm just, you know.
What is your character?
Just a free flowing type of guy. Free flowing.
Egotistical
know?
Ignoramus. I think that might be it.
Ignoramus? Ignoramus.
Oh, maybe. Oh, my God.
What?
You corrected me. The one word you've corrected me on is ignoramus. I think it's ignoramus.
No. So, you know, I did Rogan. How long ago did I do Rogan's podcast? About a month ago?
Yeah.
People are still telling me, going, oh, man, we heard
enough with you. Okay, listen.
No,
I've taken it long enough. I do enjoy that you are overly... You're more self-complimentary than most people, right? You do talk about, like, we did a podcast yesterday. You were like telling them what a genius you are and stuff.
Who? Oh, on the phone?
Yeah. It's fine. It does take away a little bit from when you say that I'm a genius. Then right
no, I said,
say,
what did I say? I said you were a technician and I'm a genius.
Okay, right.
That's why we're good together.
Right, but So it's kind of funny and stuff, but it goes over the point of being funny.
I'm not trying to be, okay, all
no,
right.
I know you're really not trying to be funny, that you really are, but it's like, there's...
No, I was just going to, I was talking about how big Rogan's podcast is.
I know, but you're constantly retelling, first of all, okay, you shouldn't retell compliments about yourself. And if you do, you should couch it at somehow into some other statement. She's like, I didn't think so, but people were all saying, you know, other ways to do it than I do enjoy you just straight out. You're not trying to hide it. You're like, look, people think I'm amazing. But it does get too much sometimes to constantly pat yourself on the back.
All right. Here's the deal. You're right.
And can I just say this one thing?
I won't comment, but yes, go ahead. You say what?
I also don't like when comedians tell jokes and they're like, this person said this to me, and then I said this, and it's a really great line. Like, they give themselves the great, mm-hmm. Yeah, you had the fucking year to think about it. You could have made up that whole situation for all we know.
That's true. Well, the other night outside the cellar, there was a comic I know who's on a sitcom, and all I did was say to him, how you doing? How are things going? He goes, you're all right, but I'm not at the legend status of Rich Voss.
I see you're doing
it saying,
again.
I'm just saying.
I know, but people just say stuff sometimes.
Yeah, but you know what? And I thought about it on the way home, and I'm not trying to.
Oh, my God. To think about it, and it's fine to take it in.
But if you think about it,
But why are you talking about it?
But no, but what I'm saying, I am
going to pretend this is public.
I am kind of a legend. I mean, if you think about it. I mean, let's pick a comic. Just pick a comic like a...
Can you just stop?
Lenny Marcus.
I'm going to let you finish this conversation.
Okay.
I will let you go back to this. But let me just say, do you have any idea why this is annoying?
I don't think it's annoying. People want to know.
What other people are saying about you. But I just said to you, it's getting a little out of control. It's too much. And your response to that was, this guy outside the cellar said I was a legend.
It's on a TV show. And but you think
Can you
But
just,
I don't think about that stuff myself until it's brought up and then it hits me.
I know,
maybe,
but when someone says to you, this is getting a little out of hand, and then your response is, well, here's another story. Do you see how that could get annoying? Do you see where you're being ridiculous? Do you see that at all?
Well,
defending it, if you said to me, I think you this too much, and then I did it. And then I was like, yeah, but I mean, this
yeah,
really
but
happened.
Sometimes you got to do it one more last time before you stop. You know, like when I quit getting high, I knew I was going to rehab. But that night before rehab, I got one more high, one more time.
Is this the intervention and this is the end?
I got high one more time.
Okay, go ahead then. If I didn't know this was the end.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know.
This is it. This is the
last
time.
If this bothers you, I'm going to stop doing it. That's how I am.
I don't want you to stop doing it. I want you to stop doing it all the time.
I don't do it all. Look at
that. You did it. Yes, you've been doing it a lot.
But thinking that, you know, I mean, there are legends in the business.
Oh, my God.
You know,
you just
like
don't
it
have
goes
any
down.
Self-awareness, do you? Do you or no?
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're like fucking around.
No,
or...
I'm just saying. But, you know, after you've done what I've done and all the things that I've done and how I come through all the time, I would like a little more respect from
somebody's calling
industry.
You a legend outside the cellar. I mean,
no,
that's
I mean,
respect.
Like when like say like Comedy Central comes out with the top 100 comics in history. I should be on that.
You should be 99 for sure.
At least. I don't care. I mean, I should be in the top 100. Don't I mean, tell the truth, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all. You know, a little respect. That's all.
But I do think there's a lot of people that think that about themselves.
Yeah, but I
and,
have.
And if you saw them, you'd be like, no, not you. You don't get to think that.
Do you know another thing? Years ago, they used to vote on like the best club comic.
I could be talking to this vase right here and I'd be getting... I feel like I was getting through more.
No, you're saying there's a lot of comics that think that? Yeah, but they haven't been around. They, like Dom Irrera.
They're wrong, but you're
right. You
take
somebody like Dom Irrera, legend, right?
Right.
Dom Irrera, hands down, legend, great throughout history in his career. He's great. He's
throughout history?
Throughout his career.
I remember he was doing his private shows for Caesar.
Yes. I mean, Henry VIII spared his life.
Yes.
That's
he
how good
fantastic.
He was. Okay, so you get certain legends. You get Patrice Legend, hands down. You know what I mean?
My point is you're missing my point. My point is that what about the comedians that think that they should be in the top 100 and then you see them and you're like, no.
No.
Right.
No.
So you think they're wrong and you're right.
Patton Oswalt should be top 100.
Do you think they're wrong and you're right?
Well, I could tell, if you give me names, I would tell you who I would say would be top 100. If you
no,
give me
I'm saying you don't put yourself in that category at all. Like that you that they're delusional and that you might be slightly delusional.
No.
Okay.
Only from my track record. Like, you know, I can give you yes and no's in a second. You say a name and I'll give you yes or no.
Okay.
Give me a name.
No, I don't.
Zach? Know. Yes.
But that's, you've already done 100.
I haven't done 100
names.
You're
not going
to
fit in. Paul F. Tompkins.
I don't know enough about him.
First
no,
of all,
I would
time,
go with no. I would
no,
go with no.
Yeah, he's got, first of Is, all.
No, I would go with maybe. I don't know enough about
every
him.
Every time I hear him on Sirius, now that we've yeah. had that in your car. He always makes me laugh.
He's funny.
He's always funny.
Yes. But I don't know enough
I guess
about
his
career.
It's also my style of comedy. I yeah. love that.
No, I think he's very funny. I don't know enough about his career, so I have to go even on him.
John Mulaney.
No, not yet. Not yet, but can be. Mm-hmm. Hasn't been around long. Hasn't done, you know. He's
Bobby
good.
Kelly. Oh, shit. This 50, is getting 50, ugly. This
Bobby
is getting
Kelly.
Ugly. I can't do this anymore.
Bobby Kelly, three more years after he gets his first TV show.
Oh my God.
His special's coming out. That's great. So give him two more years then he's
I don't want to do this anymore because I don't
on,
want you to
on.
Be publicly. No.
I don't mind.
Todd Barry.
We'll give him a special mention. He gets special mention.
Why? For what?
You know, like when they do the top and then like in football, they'll have the top 25. Then they'll give special mention right after that.
And what? So that's like 26, 27, 28?
Yeah, he's up there. Yeah.
So he's like 101.
104.
I don't want to do it anymore. Let's talk about something else.
Give me one more.
No, I don't feel like it.
I want to give some yeses. I need some yeses. Give me some yeses. Kevin Hart, I would go with yes.
I don't know who you're going to say yes to.
All right, well, give me a name.
Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, oh, of course. She's done.
Maria Bamford.
Hands down, yes.
I don't want to do me. Because I don't want to hear your
special
fucking
mention.
Dumb answer. Oh, see?
You would get yes. You've accomplished more than
first of all, the idea, actually, now I get it. The idea that you're saying yes or no to people for the top 100 makes me sick.
Why does it make you sick?
Because. Who are you?
Colin Quinn, yes.
You like a certain kind of comic. Other people
no.
like a different
Wait,
kind of comic.
What's the difference between Colin and Maria Bamford are totally different comics.
Yeah, but... Okay, Michael Ian Black.
As a comic or as a...
As a comedian.
I would
what,
have to,
what,
I,
what
I
is
would...
it? Oh, I didn't know it was just for... Oh, are we doing top 100 Twitter... People, what do we do?
Comedians.
Yeah, so then why would you ask?
Because I've never seen Michael Ian Black do stand-up ever.
Oh, so
I've
maybe only... you're not a good judge.
I would go with
of
yes.
the top 100.
I'm going to go yes with Michael Ian Black. You know why? That's why I'm going to go yes with
He's
him.
He's in our movie.
No, because he, when we did that roast, he prepared right before it, and he was extremely funny. He was very funny on that roast. And you saw him getting ready before it, like, because I guess he didn't know what was happening when he got there. Then he realized, oh, we're doing a roast. Mm-hmm. I thought he thought we were doing a toast or something.
I feel like we're still being punished for that roast.
By who?
Well, by the people that were on that roast.
Who? Jessie Klein? She got mad at you. And not me. I didn't say anything negative about her. DeRosa really did. And he's done everything for Comedy Central, so how could he, you know, he was meaner to most people than we were. So I don't know, how are we getting punished? Comedy Central? I mean, it was a Comedy Central roast, not one of the, on television. It was an in-house Comedy Central roast. There was the president, the New York president, Lou Wallach, was leaving Comedy Central, and so they roasted him on his birthday. I hosted it, and Bonnie was on it, Michael Ian Black, Michael Showalter, John Mulaney, Jessie Klein, who else? Joe DeRosa. You know, and it was put together, you know, we didn't have tons of time to prepare for this, and I think it went well. But I think some people didn't know that it was a roast. They thought it was a toast. You know what I mean? Hey,
John Mulaney thought it was a toast.
Yeah, like,
because he just told a story.
Yeah, like Lou Wallach is leaving Comedy Central. It's his birthday, so they went up. People went up and said nice things about Lou
Wallach. Yeah, little funny stories. Yeah,
stories,
and then we trashed everyone
because it was a roast.
Look, I was, you know, the people, the dais was behind me. I was doing my thing to the people, and a couple times I looked back to, you know, you're talking about certain people, and the faces that I encountered, I was like, should I leave? Should I go? Should I keep doing this?
Well, but I explained
Mike,
to you.
Mike Showalter
got so mad.
Literally looked like he might jump up and stab me in the throat with his pen. He was very... And then when I looked at Jessie Klein, when I turned and looked at her, I felt bad. I literally felt bad because she had... it wasn't like so much anger as like, why are you doing this to me?
Well, but see, I don't think I was mean to her, but I Showalter, like him and Michael Ian Black, they had that show Stella, right?
Yeah.
I called it, I said they should have called it Stella Born, right? And he, you could see how, but Michael Ian Black didn't, Michael Ian Black got it. He, you know, he.
Well, he's got thicker skin, I guess. I don't know. But I think I think he was mad too.
Who, Michael Ian Black?
Yeah, I don't think he was that thrilled that... that he just used it to fuel his own anger towards us.
But I think, didn't Showalter like basically say an unknown or something to me? Or
yeah.
Like, I mean, he, but DeRosa was way meaner.
I went on a date with
Mike Showalter.
Mike Showalter.
You picked the ugliest fucking people in this
business.
I don't
pick them. They pick me.
Well, whatever. You say yes. Don't you know how to say no?
Yeah, but nothing happened.
Well,
it was right when I very first got to New York.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know who the state was. He was like, I'm on TV. I'm on MTV. I'm on the state. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Why don't you know, you tell me who you didn't go on a date with?
Colin. It's the only one.
Colin?
Any of your friends. Those are the only people that I stayed away from. Because I knew
you fooled around with Norton in Vegas.
Ugh, come on. Come on. I have low self-esteem, but I'm not.
You guys were hanging out after last comic, I remember.
Come on. I was born a woman for number one.
Okay. You fooled around with Keith.
Despite the rumors.
You fooled around with Keith?
Never.
When you were going through your black phase?
I it wasn't one phase. It was, you know,
just
it kept popping up.
And who else was on that roast? Like, but Mulaney.
But you didn't go on dates with people, like where it wasn't like some people go on dates. It's not like some
with
horrible,
comics?
Disgusting sexual thing.
With comics, I didn't go on dates either. I try to bang them or I move on. I'm not going.
Yeah,
on
see,
a
you're
date.
The disgusting person, and you're trying to put it off on me.
Please,
you're
I
the
know
gross
one night stands you've
person.
Had with comics. So don't act like
I never had a one night stand. I've never had a one night stand.
Oh, really? I don't want to bring them up because then I'll get mad. Let's get back to
oh,
that.
Maybe
roast.
I had more than one.
Yeah, you've had a couple that I know.
No,
of.
I mean, maybe it wasn't just one night.
Well, yeah. Whatever. Let's go back to that roast. Why do you think we're being punished from that roast? Name how we're getting punished.
I don't know, but I feel like I'm being punished just in life.
Well, since
being
that roast,
married to somebody like
since,
you.
Since that roast, Comedy Central has not used us for one
not
thing.
Not one thing.
But that girl, the one who's the head of that road, Comedy
Joanne.
Central, no, Brooke.
Brooke.
What's her name?
Of course, you're like,
she wasn't
we
at
had
that
a great
roast.
Meeting.
No, she wasn't.
Well, they loved us. That's what they're supposed to do. Then
she
they
was
have
at,
meetings.
Wait, hold on. She wasn't at
that
roast.
Hey, hold on.
She wasn't
you
at that roast.
Hold on.
She wasn't at that roast. She was at the Joe DeRosa roast when Joe DeRosa threw his own roast for himself. Or no, who threw it? Joanne. From Comedy Central called us like 3 days before and said, "Hey, we're gonna roast
you." Can you
show
pause
DeRosa.
It?
We're gonna. Why, you mad again?
No. Can you pause it?
No, I don't know how.
Yes,
tell
you
me,
do
no.
know how.
I didn't say anything wrong.
Just pause.
No,
it.
I don't know how because it might not start up again. I don't want to screw it up.
So send it into two parts.
Why? But why are you mad? I didn't say anything negative.
Just pause it for a second.
Let me see if this pauses it. Wait. Okay, we're back on. You did that. That paused it. You know, now we know how to pause our podcast. You know what? My stomach is killing me because I think I took my vitamins without food, and you're supposed to take food with your vitamins. So, and let's move on. We straighten some stuff up. I make mistakes, and I apologize. I do love my wife, and I think she's the greatest person on the planet.
Stop.
You do? I told you.
I said, don't try to fix it. That'll make it worse.
I'm not trying to fix that. I'm moving on and saying how much I love you and how good. You're the good wife. The show should be about you, the good wife. Isn't there a show called The Good Wife? Huh? Right? The Good Wife.
I like just not answering you because you just keep spinning around. Good wife, what? ABC, no, ha ha ha.
The Good Wife. You are. I look at you and you're so maturing and so beautiful, and you know what I mean. You just
okay. So you pissed me off, and then we had a little talk.
Yeah.
And now you're doing it again.
I'm complimenting
you. No, you're not. When someone says you're maturing, it's not a compliment. And you know that. And you know, I know you know because you pissed me off and now you're laughing.
I'm not laughing.
And that's the only way you get joy anymore. Is
you say that's the only way I get a...
The only time I ever see you laugh is when you fucking push my button to the point where this is what happens.
No, I laughed the other day when you said you were going to kick me in the head. I mean, come on.
Oh, really? You don't think that was... exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, but you saying I'm going to kick you in the head is kind of funny. You know, I said I'm going to punch you in the head or smack you in the face. You said I'm going to kick you in the head. You know what I mean? You don't find that a little funny?
I can't help it if I'm just naturally funny person.
But you're very funny. You've said some funny things. We both said some funny things to each other lately. That's
made
each other laugh.
There we go again. There we go again.
I'm saying
you can't do it, can you?
You have been so funny lately. Driving home from where you've been funny. The party the other night at the stand.
You didn't even talk to me. I didn't even talk to you.
But I was watching you. You were holding court. You were like...
Stop.
You had all these people around you. Well, let me tell you, when Bonnie shows up at a party, girls flock to her. Girls flock to her because Bonnie, like myself...
it's
a legend.
It's okay.
and she was holding court, and everybody's asking, "Where's Bonnie?" They always ask, "Where's Bonnie?"
Yeah, because they don't want to talk to you.
And I go, "She's over there at the end of the bar."
All I get when I'm at a party is like people tell me the shitty things you've said or done throughout the night.
What
you know? What Rich did?
Who, the photographer?
The photographer said it, but that's what I get at parties is people just being like. You know what your husband said to me?
Get out of here.
Oh, brother. I'm standing there minding my own business. You know what your husband did?
They don't get me. These comics, they don't get it. They don't know how to have fun. I just wish Patrice was...
Don't act like you're so advanced that they don't get you. They get you, okay? Do you get that? They get you. They understand what you're doing. Sometimes, even if people go, "Oh, he's being a jackass to be funny," it's not terribly enjoyable to be on the receiving end of that. Okay.
When, no.
So yeah. So when you piss someone off, it makes you laugh, and then you're like, "Wait, why are they pissed off? They don't get it." But if they didn't get pissed off, it would bring you less joy. So they'll say like, "Oh, they don't get it. They get it."
That's why I miss Patrice.
We all fucking get it.
That's why I miss Patrice, because me and him at parties used to have fun.
Yeah, you like Patrice because that's the only time in the world where you were like the good cop. Okay? They're like, shit. I better talk to Rich.
I'm telling you, the time me and Patrice walked into the basement of Boston Comedy Club and fucking trashed fucking Ben Bailey and... DC Benny and
I've heard this story 100 times. They thought they won.
Yeah.
They're the delusional ones, not Patrice and I.
I miss him. We had so much fun. So much fun.
You guys talked like little fucking you guys talked like cab drivers.
Who?
So much you guys talked on the phone.
Who? Patrice, me and Patrice?
Yeah.
Yep. So I let's move on. I went out to Long Island, did Anthony's podcast yesterday. It was a lot of fun. Just so you had a nice
takes a long time.
Hot. Oh, fuck. It's like, you know, it's only from my house to there, like 60 miles. but it's 60 miles of every bumper-to-bumper highway on the fucking planet. Staten Island Expressway, Belt Parkway, Southern State, Cross Island Parkway. It's a fucking nightmare to get to Long Island. I don't know how anybody lives out there. It's just a fucking nightmare. You can't leave it. You're stuck on that island. But I went there, you know, and he had whatever his crew there, just a bunch of, you know, people, broken, whatever, you know. He kind of reminded me of, like, all these people at his house in his compound. He's kind of like Manson without the looks. You know what I mean? It's like,
I guess
he's got him, you know, if he was good looking, if he looked as good as Charles Manson.
Is Charles Manson good looking?
No, that was a joke.
Oh.
God.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. I mean.
But, you know, they had food.
You use Phil Spector next time.
No, because Phil Spector didn't have a cult around him. Okay.
But he did kill people. More
persons. He was never convicted. Phil Spector.
Yeah, he was.
I don't think he was. Was he?
Isn't he in jail?
I don't know. We got to look it up. That's what we got to do. That'll be our homework. So what's going on with you? I haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on? How you been? What's going on? That's it? I ask you, I want to engage, and you have nothing to say.
Okay, fine.
What do you mean, fine? Are you happy with the movie, how it's going, and the reviews and
I guess
the
I don't like a certain situation that we're in, but
what, with the publicist?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to give this guy a trial. We're giving him a trial, unlike we did. We made some mistakes, like when we in the beginning with that fucking music. How much did we pay? Like $2,000.
For a guy, yeah. Well, but we used two different music people. Neither one of them worked out.
Two?
Yeah, no, we used some other guy for a while.
Oh, yeah, up in Boston or something. Do we pay him, too?
I don't know. Yeah. I think so. But that's our MO. We try to go cheap. Doesn't work out. We end up paying him. Then we end up doing the expensive thing anyway.
Well, we didn't try to go cheap. We didn't know.
Yeah, but because you come by and you go, like, it was like you meet these people through comedy, and you were like, that one guy, you're like, he's the owner of the comedy club, but he also has a, you know.
Well, they had music on television shows and stuff. So I thought, hey, the guy's proven. He's been hired for movies. How bad was it? It was bad, wasn't it?
Ugh.
But what did we have? Do we just want background music, or do we have
then
songs?
When we went to Henry Phillips, it was like a dream.
But he's a comic too, though.
I know, but he knows what he's doing. He just is talented. He's just a talented
guy.
Why
didn't you go to him first?
I don't know. I didn't know he did it. And then my friends are like, said, Lynn Chakroff told me, she's friends with him. She said he does it for movies and stuff.
Oh, fuck. I wish we would have known that. But what did the other guy that we lost all that money on, what did he just give us, music or lyrics too?
No, he was supposed to just do what, you know, he was supposed to come up with music for the background.
I thought he was supposed to make us a trailer. Wasn't he making us a trailer with music in the beginning? Wasn't he making the trailer?
I don't remember that. There was a trailer that was so bad we couldn't show anyone.
There was? Who do we pay for that one? We made some fucking mistakes. Holy shit. Then we shot on Florida.
Because you wanted a trailer before we were done. You kept asking. Part of it is like you not knowing what you're doing and then thinking you do.
No,
you
wanted a trailer too.
No,
we both.
No.
Yes.
No. I kept saying, I can't make a trailer until I'm done the movie. I don't know. And you were like, just do it. Yeah. So then we ended up spending a lot of time on a trailer before the movie was done. And then we never showed anyone the trailer because it was horrifying. Because I didn't know how to make a trailer.
We made a lot of mistakes. We had four different cameramen. When we got that thing to Postworks.
Postworks was the best thing that we did.
I can't believe they saved it.
There was a couple of really good editors that we had at the end.
Yeah.
That helped us.
Well, I mean, in the beginning, what's his name was good for what he did.
Yeah, of course. But as far as like adding art to it.
And the fucking,
you know, that's what you're paying for. That's why you're paying great people a lot of money. I mean, they all have the same equipment, you know, essentially, whatever. they know what they're doing and finding the files and putting them together. But some people just are like that Jordan Green. He just was good.
So was Vic.
And Vic at the was the last editor that we had. And Vic was so was, there was another guy in there too. Can't remember his name right now. That was good. That edited the Adam Carolla stuff.
The guy that lived up in the 70s?
Yes. And such a nice guy.
Yeah, he was good too. Yeah, they were good. So now the
but those are the last, you know, but they were like artists.
The next project, now we know who to go to when we do another project.
Well, probably because, Vic.
Yeah, Vic. Vic is, he gets it.
He was a dream. He was literally a dream.
He was a dream?
He was a dream come true.
What kind of dream? I had a dream last night that you were getting ready to go on stage and I was making out with this, trying to make out with this new comic and you were sitting there. And
are you sure this is something you should be telling me?
Oh, maybe not.
No, go ahead. Tell me and I'll break it down for you. Look, I go through my whole life not thinking anyone loves me anyway. So this is perfect.
I love you.
This goes right into the...
Wait, you go your whole life...
Funnel it right in through the top of my head to the bottom of my fucking vagina.
You go through your whole life thinking people don't love you? You know I love you. You know Raina loves you.
I know, but that didn't even hurt. Like, I just realized, like, when you were saying, like, I was making out of the open mic, I was like, oh, of course. Why would I think that anyone... feel any loyalty towards me?
Are you kidding me?
I don't deserve it.
You deserve everything you get because you work hard.
I hope she loves you.
She left me. She wouldn't do it.
She wouldn't do what?
She wouldn't kiss me.
Stop changing the story.
Just tell me the
real thing and I'll analyze it for you.
I try to make...
I just assumed it was a girl, but now I realize it's probably untrue. Was it a girl or a guy?
A girl, of course. I would never kiss a guy. That's completely gay.
Okay, listen.
Making out is gay.
I've heard this so many times.
Who did we talk to on what podcast were we talking? Oh.
I don't care. But your dumb guys and their dumb kissing and blowing. And
no, I mean, what podcast? Oh, your lesbian friends came on the other night. You were supposed to go to our house today, weren't you?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I better text her.
Bonnie brought on... the girl's funny. She's funny.
Sabrina, Jay Lee's. Yeah, she's funny. Canadian.
All right, we got to pick up the pace here. What do you mean you got to go? We got 8 minutes.
Yeah, the reason it's not going well to you is because it's not about you.
No,
you
I'm
have no idea
you.
How to.
I asked you how what's
no,
going
you,
on.
No, I asked you. Tell me the dream, and I'll analyze it. And then you.
No, I asked you how you're doing, what's going on, and you just.
Okay. Yeah.
Down.
Let me do it with you. How's it going?
Things are going good. They're not bad. My headache is starting to subside a little.
Boo.
What
Nobody
are you
wants to know about your fucking ailments.
Well, how's it going show business wise?
No, I don't care what's going on with you because you just tell me all the time anyway. But that's not how you find out stuff about people. What's going on?
How do you find out? I ask you how you're doing, how's
you
it going?
You know specific things about them.
Yeah.
And then you hone in on that.
Why do you spend this whole podcast trying to correct me instead of...
I'm not trying to correct you.
Instead of work around my shortcomings and making it... You know, I have a couple of shortcomings and then...
Because it gets tiring to just... Because you would never see it about yourself. You'd never be like, oh, I guess I take over the whole podcast and talk about myself.
I don't do that.
Really? The whole first half wasn't about you being a genius?
No, I said legend too. But I tried to talk about the party, how we had a good time at the party and bring it up. And you had nothing to say about it. You always go gossip. You were there, you know, the whole time.
I don't always say gossip.
You always say bring you home some gossip when I come
from
New York.
Yeah, well, I was there with you.
So what did you get out of it? Who'd you talk to?
It's not something I want to talk about on the podcast. I mean, really? I'm supposed to gossip on the podcast?
Why? Was it bad stuff you heard?
No. But I was with that reporter, whatever, that journalist. She's doing a story on... She's going to do stand-up for the first time.
Tell us about that.
I'm going to kick you in the head. You're so fucking annoying.
Go ahead. How you started off the evening with her, like from the beginning.
I went and met her at that show, so we watched the show.
And tell people why you're doing it. Like everything, like you got the email.
I was doing it.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, if you think like somebody's going to listen to this and give you something, they're not. Because they're going to see you can't fucking do anything. Well, we can't put him on a talk show. He doesn't know when to fucking shut up about himself. Oh, can't put him on a game show. Is it me, legend? I'll take Rich Voss, legend. Stop. It's like the only time you're happy is when you piss me off.
You were funny. I wasn't laughing because you're pissed off. I was funny at your ad lib.
I was laughing at your ad lib.
Go ahead. Talk about
it. So I go meet this journalist.
But why? She emailed you. You're not starting from the beginning.
Yeah, no. Caroline from Caroline's actually emailed me and said, hey, do you want to do this? She's looking for someone. And she recommended me.
Okay.
So then we emailed back and forth. She's going to do stand up for the first time and write about it. For Time Out New York.
But does she want to be a stand-up forever, or is she just doing it for one time?
No, she's doing it one time to write about it, what it's like to go up and do stand-up for your first time. Okay, do you want to roll your eyes again or make that weird fucking lip curl? It's a fucking thing.
I didn't roll my eyes.
As you're like...
Well, it kind of grosses me out. Like,
why?
Because you can't fucking know about comedy by doing it one time or
Type of journalism. People go, let me go hang out with stockbrokers for a day, see what that's like. And then they write about it.
Yeah, but
does anyone ever really go, they get it, they're in it, no.
Do you really think they're going to get their true...
No, she just has to fucking write a story. She's been given a story. She's going to go write it.
Okay, so she wants to do stand-up one time and then write about it. So you met her.
She doesn't even really want to. She's been given the story.
They picked her. Oh, wow. Yes. What's the name of the magazine?
Time Out New York.
Okay, so big magazine in New York. It's big.
Yeah.
In New York.
So, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so I'm going to mentor her. So she sent me her list of jokes. They're really good, actually. I mean, she's a writer, so she's got that on her side. And gave her a couple of notes.
Did you go?
Then we went and met, and we watched stand-up and talked about it, you know. But the problem was that we went to...
An alt room, right?
An alt room to watch. And it's like, you know... That's the kind of comedy she wants to do, which is fine. You can do it, but she's going to be doing her set at Caroline's at an open mic. I was like, it's a little harder to sell that.
When is she doing it?
October 6th, Caroline's open mic.
Has she been going out every night to watch comedy or just that one night?
I don't know, but we're meeting again in the city like Tuesday night.
Have you gone... After our radio show?
Yeah. And then I have to go do David Tell's show at 10 o'clock.
Why don't you bring her to that?
I want to, but she's with a photographer. She wants to take pictures or something of us hanging out.
At that place. That's perfect. It's not like you're going to have, you know, what do you call it? What's David Tell's show at the Village Underground? What is it? He just hosts a show and comics go on?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's packed. It's packed out.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, Vic wants to go to a show. I should invite him to that one.
Cool. Well, listen, so.
Cool. I guess we're out of time because.
What?
I can tell.
Why?
Cool.
Cool. That's great. How's the book coming along?
I don't know. My editor still has it.
So you send the book to your editor and they haven't given you any feedback?
Zero.
None?
Well, as I sent every chapter to her, she would go, this is great, very good, or no negative feedback at all. So, you know, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
And you're writing, trying to...
But Myra, my new writing pal, she says it's probably not going to be... There's just going to be some grammatical notes. She's just probably not going to be like, I think they're going to like cut this whole section, move this over here.
Did she read
the book? I want that kind of.
Did you send her the book?
No.
Why not?
She's got enough stuff to do. She's writing a book. She's on a book tour.
She might like to read it in between.
I can't. I couldn't. I'm not even going to go on. I'm not even going to. I don't want anyone to read it. I just want to get my money.
What I've heard about it, it's great.
What do you mean? You're
the
such an
you
asshole.
You fucking read to me. It's great. You've read some good things to me. This weekend.
Thank you, Rich. That was very good. The end there, you really came through. When I threaten you with the industry will hear this and not give you anything, it really spurs you to do better.
This weekend I'm in Albany at the Comedy Works, Friday and Saturday, Albany. This weekend is putting in avails at the stand now. She's allowed to put in avails.
Oh, back in.
She's back in at the stand.
Oh, my God.
She'll get some dates there coming up, right?
I hope so.
You're back in.
I don't know how I got back in, but...
Because you're Bonnie McMullen.
I piss people off really easily.
I'm glad you see that you...
Oh, no, I've always known it. I just don't exactly know why or I would change it.
Maybe you show up. I know why I piss people off. I don't know why I piss off the industry because I never do anything mean to them. So this week in Albany, the movie Women Aren't Funny on iTunes and Amazon... And Bonnie's book will be on the shelf sometime. What's the title?
I haven't come up with a title yet.
Yeah, okay.
Title suggestions, welcome.
Welcome. My new CD, 141 IQ, you can get after my shows if you see me live. I am not putting it online yet. I'm waiting to release it.
And come see me at David Tell's at the Underground.
Next Tuesday, Bonnie will be at the Underground, the David Tell show. Listen, I love my wife. I really do. And sometimes I say things that I shouldn't say by mistake and try to be funny. But deep down inside, I couldn't see myself with anybody else but Bonnie McFarlane. That's it. If we ever got divorced, I would never get remarried. I would just I would be done with women.
Okay,
because
whatever.
I'm just
all
saying.
Right. All right, goodbye.
She is...
Stop.
She is... You know what it is? When people say, you know, you have a soulmate.
Yeah, a maturing soulmate. It's quite a feeling.
She's my soulmate. What? And I love her dearly, and I thank her for all the things she's done, and all the joy and everything she's given me throughout the years. And I just want to say,
enough. Do you really think people want to hear this fucking bullshit? Just end the fucking podcast.
And happy anniversary. Last week was our anniversary. And every day with you feels like an anniversary. It does.
You know what I have to say to you?
What? That's a woman. That's a fucking lady that did that.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.